The goal is within reach. High school state basketball is on the air. The 2011 Boys State Basketball Tournament coverage is brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time. Now, let's take you out to the court for today's game.
Very pleasant. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln here this afternoon. A Class D2 matchup here in the semifinals as the Giltner Hornets get ready to play in this semifinal ball game against the Blue Devils out of Wynot High School. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Giltner coming in, a record of 23 wins and just two defeats on the season. They beat Lindsay Holy Family in the opening round yesterday by the score of 44-25. Neither team played particularly well in the ball game yesterday. Holy Family shot just 6 out of 44 field goals in the ball game for 13%. Giltner hit only 30% of their field goals in the contest yesterday, but the Hornets hanging on for the win and beating Lindsay Holy Family by the score of 44-25. That's after Giltner lost to Lindsay Holy Family in the district championship a week ago by a score of 44-33. Wynot, on the other hand, they trailed Pleasanton in the opening round last night by 5 points with 3 minutes and 1 second to play. They trailed 47-42. Pleasanton got outscored 10-0 down the stretch by these Wynot Blue Devils. Pleasanton turned the ball over on 3 straight possessions. That was enough to open the door, and Wynot goes on. They come back from 5 points down in the final 3 minutes to knock off Pleasanton last night in the opening round by the score of 52-47. So you've got Wynot coming in, a record of 24 wins and 2 losses on the season. They're making their 3rd appearance here in the state high school basketball tournament. This is the first time they have been out of the opening round. Meanwhile, Giltner making their 14th appearance in the state high school basketball tournament. Giltner losing last year in the opening round to Hayes Springs, 69-66 in overtime. Back in 2009, they made it into the semifinals before losing there. They also played in the consolation game and lost to Burwell during that consolation game back there in 2009. So the Hornets looking for their first ever trip to the state championship game in Class D2. They got a huge task here this afternoon as they take on the Blue Devils out of Wynot. You are listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. Pregame show is brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to the Boys State Tournament on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harb's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harbsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk Floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln, we're at the Pershing Center here this afternoon for a Class D2 semifinal ball game between the Giltner Hornets and the Wynot Blue Devils. One of the games still going on down at the Sports Center. They've got 13 seconds to play in overtime, and Minden is out on top of Grand Island Central Catholic by 3 points, 69-66. They are finishing that game up at the Sports Center. That's in Class C1 in the semifinals. Minden surprising Grand Island Central Catholic. They've got a 3-point lead in overtime here this afternoon. Wynot, again, a record of 24 wins and 2 losses on the season. This is a team that comes out of the Lewis and Clark Conference. They beat Wausau in their sub-district opener this year by a score of 56-37. They beat Elkhorn Valley in double overtime in their sub-district championship game, 48-42. Then he beat St. Mary's in the district championship by a score of 54-49. It's a team that is averaging 58.6 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 40.4 on the defensive end. And if you hear a whole bunch of Weaselers in the ball game today, you're right. There's five, count them, five Weaselers in the roster for Why Not here this afternoon, and four of them can play at one time. You've got Austin, you've got Nathan, you've got Michael, you've got Devin, and you've got Davis, the Weisler brothers. And in addition to that, here on Why Not, they've also got another set of brothers in Jackson Sudbeck and also Kobe Sudbeck, who could be on the floor at any one time, too. So Why Not, kind of an interesting makeup here as they come into this semifinal matchup with the Giltner Hornets. Why Not's leading scorer on the season so far has been Michael Weisler. He is averaging about 10 points per ball game, but they've got a bushel basket full of people averaging right at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 points per ball game for Why Not. They're expected to play a bunch of folks in the basketball game here this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Giltner Hornets, 23-2 on the season. Giltner receiving one of the two wild cards in Class D2 this year after losing to Lindsay Holy Family in the district championship ball game by 11, 44-33. Of course, they are led by Drew Ott. Drew did not have one of his better games yesterday, but he came up with 10 points and 20 rebounds for Giltner as the Hornets knocked off Lindsay Holy Family by the score of 44-25 to gain berth here in the semifinals. Still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here this afternoon between Giltner and Why Not. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. We'll come back and check some of the scores from around the city of Lincoln as our pregame show continues after this.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, you're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll get you caught up to date on what has gone on here today and what's coming up here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament, the second day of three today. In Class A, the championship game is set tomorrow at 1 o'clock. It'll be Omaha Bryan against Omaha Central. First time in a lot of years. I think we saw earlier 26 years that it's going to be an all-Omaha final in the Class A ranks tomorrow. Omaha Bryan beating Omaha Creighton Prep today by a score of 58-57. Omaha Central winners over Norfolk in the semifinals earlier today by a score of 70-59. Class B semifinal is going to be held tonight. South Sioux City will take on Lincoln Pius, a good matchup at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. That one tips off at 7 o'clock tonight. Then at 8:45, it'll be Gretna against Norris in the semis. Class C1, the game has just gone final over the Bob Devaney Sports Center. What a surprise here. Minden knocks off the number one seed in Class C1, the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. It was Minden beating Central Catholic today by a score of 70-66 in overtime. So Minden will move on to the championship game tomorrow night at 8:30. They'll play either Milford or Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic, the team to beat St. Cecilia last night, 62-43. Milford winners over Kimball by a score of 57-51. Class C2 championship game is set tomorrow. Lincoln Christian will take on Archbishop Bergen. The Crusaders beat Ravenna earlier today here at the Pershing Center, 60-46. And it was North Platte St. Pat's beating Archbishop Bergen, 46-36. The Class D1 semifinal is going to be played tonight here at Pershing. West Point Central Catholic will play Bruning Davenport Shickley at 7 o'clock, followed by Howells and Pawnee City at 8:30. The Class D2 state championship game tomorrow will feature Juanita Palisade. The Broncos, the number 3-seeded team in Class D2, has just beaten the number 2-seed in Sterling. A surprise here as Juanita Palisade beat Sterling by the score of 50-46. They will play the winner of this game between Giltner and Wynot for the Class D2 state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock down to Bob Devaney Sports Center. A reminder, we'll have all six state championship games for you on our ESPN Superstation, 1550 KICS, and also at 1460 KXPN. So we're set to go to the semifinals here in Class D2 between the Giltner Hornets and the Blue Devils out of Wynot. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue on the New Tech Seeds pregame show in 1 minute.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Friends, let's stop spending our weekends driving back and forth from some home improvement warehouse. Let's make one trip to Ace, get help quickly from people who know their stuff, and do it all before our second cup of coffee. Get your weekend back.
Ace can help you quickly turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Big G Ace, 3203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings. Big G Ace is open from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 Sundays.
Ace, the helpful place.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show just ahead of the Giltner-Wynot basketball game here this afternoon on The Breeze. We'll give the starting lineups for the Blue Devils of Wynot. Again, their record sitting at 24 wins and 2 losses on the season. Austin Weisler is a 5'11" junior. He's averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Michael Weisler is a 6-foot senior, averaging 10 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Devin Weisler is a 6-foot senior, averaging 8.9 points and 2.1 rebounds per game. Cody Stoppert is a 6'3" and senior. He is averaging 8 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. And then Chad Beckman is a 6'4" and senior. He is averaging 8 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. The Giltner Hornets under head coach Matt Drew will go with the starting lineup that looks like this. Dustin Hastings is a 6'1" and sophomore, averaging 4 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Ethan Kratz is a 5'11" junior, averaging 6.5 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Jacob Finley is a 6'1" sophomore, who's averaging 2.9 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Lucas Richards is a 6'1" senior. He is averaging 5 points and 2.4 rebounds per game. And then Drew Ott, the 6'4" junior, who's averaging 18 points and 12 rebounds per ball game. He had 10 points and 20 boards yesterday in their opening round win over Lindsay Holy Family. Giltner, a team that is averaging 51.7 points per ball game on offense. They give up 33.8 on the defensive end. About the same numbers for Wynot. They are averaging 58.6 points per ball game on offense, giving up 40.4 on the defensive end. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Giltner will be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. Wynot going to be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Giltner shooting guard basket to our right as we view it here from the side court at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Our state basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution, and also by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Jumping things up for Wynot is going to be a Devin Weisler. Jumping into the center circle for the Giltner Hornets is going to be Drew Ott. And we are set to go. Boys high school basketball action from the state tournament in Lincoln, Class D2 semifinals here this afternoon in The Breeze, and the ball game is underway. Giltner controls the opening tip. Wynot will start off, looks like a zone defense here against Giltner. Sean Finley has got the ball out on top to Dustin Hastings. Over on the wing now to Krentz as they work the ball around. That's Ott with the ball. Over here on the right side now to a Dustin Hastings. They work about around Drew Ott. They're going to look for Drew all afternoon long. He had a monster day yesterday with 20 rebounds and 10 points. Giltner just tossing the ball around to the three-point arc. Here's Krentz with the ball on the right side. Comes out now to the top of the key to Drew Ott. They're working around this zone defense over the wing. It's going to be Dustin Hastings. Looks like a 2-3 zone here for Wynot to start off the basketball game. A team from the northeastern part of the state. Here's a three ball put up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Wynot, and the foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Dustin Hastings of Giltner. That's going to be his first. A rebound brought down there by Chad Beckman out of Wynot. He is a big, big boy. As Beckman stands at 6'4", and he looks like a big, stocky center, or maybe a guard on a football team. He's a big boy here for the Blue Devils. Wynot has got the ball. Here's a Weisler. Goes inside. It's going to be deflected. It's picked up on the right side by Austin Weisler. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner basketball. Austin Weisler throws up the first shot there for Wynot. They call him AJ, but he misses on the first opportunity here for the Blue Devils. And now Wynot will apply some pressure here in backcourt. It'll be Giltner bringing the ball up as Giltner attacks here for the second time this afternoon. Drew Ott has got the ball over on the wing to Lucas Richards. They work it back around here to the right side of the lane. Sean Finley has got the ball. Finley trying to get away, moves it down on the baseline, holding it, brings it back to Finley now on the wing, dribble penetration, down to Kreitz down there on the baseline, brings it back out to Finley. He moves the ball around to the left side. Kreitz has got the ball again, down inside. It's through the fingertips of Ott out of bounds. A turnover on Giltner here in the basketball game, and Wynot will come back the other direction. No score between Giltner and Wynot so far here in this semifinal ball game. The winner will get Juanita Palisade in the state championship ball game tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. A.J. Weisler down the lane, dumps it off to Devin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around, and it's going to be picked up here by A.J. Weisler. Back here in the left side of the lane, drops it off inside to Beckman. Down to Stoppard, and his shot is up and in. They got it inside. There's too many Weislers out there already. I can tell that. They got it into a Beckman down to Stoppard, and he scores here. And it's now a 2-0 ball game as Wynot has got the lead. Here's a turnover now, and Giltner driving for the hole as A.J. Weisler, and his shot is up and in. So a turnover on Giltner, and the Hornets have fallen behind 4-0 here in the ball game as Wynot has scored the first two field goals of the contest. Wynot now applying the pressure. Giltner breaks it easily as they get the ball to Drew Ott. Now to Krentz over on Kreitz over on the left side, and there's a ball that's going to be knocked out of bounds. Finley had it knocked out of his hands. Here comes Trevor Poppin into the ball game now for Giltner. Trevor Poppin comes in there now for the Hornets. He is a 6'2" junior, averaging 6 points and 4.9 rebounds per ball game. Kreitz has got the ball, no over on the right side. Return it back to Kreitz over on the wing on the left side. Jump pass comes out on top. That's going to be Drew Ott. Takes the ball inside. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Fighting for the rebound and pulling the ball down is going to be Chad Beckman now for Wynot. Here come the Blue Devils. They have got a 4-0 lead. They lob it inside to Stompert. Stompert with his back to the basket comes back out to a Beckman. Beckman down to Michael Weisler, who's into the ball game. Michael takes it to the free throw line. Over to Beckman. Mishandles the ball. Gets it back under control. Weisler comes back out on top. Here's Michael Weisler. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be too long. And the rebound comes down to Dustin Hastings of Giltner. 4-0 is the score. Giltner down by 4 points early in this basketball game. Drew out with the ball back outside. As Giltner looks at this zone defense, here's a long-range jumper by Kreitz. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wynot down the right sideline. Devin Weisler with the ball, takes it down on the baseline, comes out to Beckman on the wing, lobs it down inside, passes too far. Stomper tried to save it. He bounces it off of a defender down there for Giltner, but he was already out of bounds. Or was he? Nope, they're going to give the ball to Wynot. Nice save down there by the Blue Devils. So Wynot will play things in baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Chris Schmidt, who's into the ball game, will play things in. Comes out on the wing now to Jackson Sudbeck, who's into the contest now for the Blue Devils. He's averaging right at 2 points per ball game. Circling around down on the baseline is going to be Schmidt. Comes out on the wing now to a Davis Weisler. Back outside the ring is Giltner is in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Sudbeck with the ball. Bounce pass out to a Devin Weisler. Across the top to Schmidt. Lobs it left side of the lane to Sudbeck. Back out on top. Here's a the other Sudbeck, Jackson Sudbeck, driving down the lane, and his shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ott for Giltner. Down the far sideline to Finley. Back inside. Here's a shot taken by Hastings. No good. And a rebound comes down to Wynot. So Giltner has gone half of this first quarter without scoring. 4-0. Wynot has got the lead over Giltner this afternoon. Here's a Nathan Weisler now in the ball game. Gets it back outside to Davis Weisler as he drives for the hole. He's going to be fun to play. Five different Weislers on this basketball team for Wynot. And four of them can be in the ball game at the same time, they tell us. Davis Weisler goes to the free throw line now for Wynot. He's averaging 1.8 points per ball game, 1.1 rebounds per game. Did not score yesterday. Now he's in the scorebook here as he hits the free throw. 5-0 is the score. Wynot has got the lead. That last out, that last foul went on Drew Ott for Giltner. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on the Hornets in this basketball game. So Giltner has gone over 4 minutes without scoring here in this ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good by Davis Weisler. And now it's a 6-0 ball game in favor of Wynot here in the semifinals in Class D2. It's Giltner with the ball. There's a pass to the near sideline to get it to a Poppin. They move it down in the corner. Entry pass. They get it to Drew Ott. Double team, triple team. Comes out to a Jacob Finley. Now they move it back around to Richards. A short baseline jumper good. Lucas Richards scores for Giltner off the short baseline left side. And the first field goal of the ball game for Giltner comes with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It is Wynot out on top by the score of 6-2. Giltner in the man-to-man defense back on the other end. This is a Weisler with the ball, not a Nathan Weisler. Here on the near sideline, holds the ball. Nathan Weisler dribbles once, sends it to the free throw line. The ball poked away. It comes into the backcourt, picked up here by Davis Weisler for Wynot. Davis gets the ball down to a Jackson Sudbeck. And he'll bring the ball across the midcourt strap again. Double team to the far sideline. Has to get rid of it. Does. Sends it right side of the lane to a Nathan Weisler. Comes across the lane to Davis, and his shot is up and in. Davis Weisler scores for Wynot. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Blue Devils are out on top by a score of 8-2. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Giltner has got the ball. Lucas Richards brings it across the midcourt stripe now. Ethan Kreitz has got it for Giltner. Works the offense over here to Jacob Finley. Back out to Kreitz. Left side down to Richards. Shot for three is good. A three-pointer. Lucas Richards, he fell down after releasing the shot, but he gets it to go down through the hole. And it's now an 8-5 ball game. Giltner is back to within 3 points. And here's a feed into the lane that's going to be picked off. Picked off by Drew Ott. The first turnover now on Wynot in the ball game. Here's Ethan Kreitz with the ball down in the corner. A three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good by Finley. Battle for the rebound, and it's going to be brought down here by Schmidt. Chris Schmidt brings the ball back down for Wynot into the offensive scoring zone. Giltner still in that tough man-to-man defense. It's been very good this year, averaging only 33.8 points per ball game on the defensive average. Here's a shot from deep in the right corner by Schmidt for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Giltner down to the near sideline. Lucas Richards out to Kreitz, drives it down the lane, loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Wynot, a turnover. On Giltner, that's their third of the ball game. Back the other way come the Blue Devils. Down on the baseline is going to be Jackson Sudbeck. Moves it over on the wing. Now they move it across the top, and now back inside. Here's Weisler with the ball with his back to the basket. Weisler working against Ott. Puts it up to right-handed and scores. Nathan Weisler scores over Drew Ott in the lane. He's got 2 points in the ball game. And Wynot is out on top now by a score of 10-5. Here's Giltner going to throw the ball into the scorer's table right in front of us. Giltner trying to bring the ball up against the Wynot pressure. That's the fourth turnover on the Giltner Hornets so far here in this first quarter of play. And their head coach over there, Matt Drew, not a happy camper. He's going to make a couple of substitutions here. With a minute and 4 seconds to play in the first quarter, Giltner has fallen behind Wynot by a score of 10-5. Weisler goes inside down to Beckman. Contact made. Offensive foul is called. Chad Beckman knocks over Jacob Finley in the lane there for Giltner, and Chad Beckman is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's the first team foul on Wynot here in the ball game. Dustin Hastings comes into the ball game now for Giltner. Wynot 10, Giltner 5. Boys State semifinals here today in Class D2 at their Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Dustin Hastings with the ball now brings it to Dylan Heinrichs, who's into the contest now for Giltner. Heinrichs brings it back on the wing. Now to Hastings for three. His shot is up there. It rims off. No good. Rebound Beckman, and he's hit on the play. A foul is going to be called here on Giltner as the Hornets were crashing the boards, and Beckman is fouled on the play there by Wynot. Non-shooting situation, so it'll be Wynot playing things in here in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Dustin Hastings of Giltner. That's going to be his second, team foul number three on the Hornets. So Wynot has got a 5-point lead, 10-5 to score here in the first quarter. Wynot brings the ball back. Here's A.J. Weisler with it now. Walks it across the 10-second line. Works it to the left side. Circles around. Drives the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. He's fouled into play. Or is it? It's going to be an offensive charging foul on A.J. Weisler. So Weisler picks up the charge there for Wynot as he runs into Dylan Heinrichs of Giltner. The first foul on Weisler. It's going to be team foul number two on Wynot. Officially a turnover on the Blue Devils. That's their second in this first quarter. So Giltner trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-5, 25 seconds to play here in the first period. Giltner with the ball. Here's Sean Finley now. Finley takes it to Jacob Finley on the far sideline. Back out to Dylan Heinrichs. Dylan trying to dribble with the ball. Sends it over here to Sean Finley. Finley holds it back across the top to Dylan Heinrichs. And that ball is going to be tipped out of bounds as they try to take it to Jacob Finley on the far sideline, right in front of the Wynot bench. Tipped out of bounds there by the Blue Devils. Into the ball game now for Giltner will be Dustin Hastings. Coming out will be Sean Finley. 8.5 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is 10-5. Wynot has got the lead over Giltner here this afternoon. The pass to the near side. Dustin Hastings sends it inside to Ott. Turnaround jumper good. Drew Ott from the short baseline right side scores, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books. Class D2 state semifinals here this afternoon. After one, it is Wynot 10, Giltner 7.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Battery Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera to tuning in for coverage, you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Pershing Center as we get ready to go here in the second quarter of play. A driving layup there by Weisler is going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner basketball. So 10-7 is the score. After one quarter, Wynot has got the lead over Giltner. Giltner fell behind 6-0 here in the ball game this afternoon. Wynot has led it from the opening tap. Drew Ott with the ball now for Giltner inside the free throw circle of Finley. His pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down by A.J. Weisler as he drives for the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Sean Finley getting back defensively for Giltner. Another turnover in the Hornets. That's going to be their fifth of the ball game. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Wynot playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They're trying to play it into Beckman, and it's tipped back out of bounds by Dustin Hastings. Beckman, again, a big boy. He's going to stand over here on the low block left side as they will play things in now. Michael Weisler will get it in for Wynot. Goes down to A.J. Weisler in the corner. Giltner is still in the man-to-man defense. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting their hands on it there is Sean Finley for Giltner. Knocking the ball out of bounds here at Pershing. And now Wynot will try it from the other side of the basket. Baseline left side. They'll play things in the corner. Devin Weisler comes out on top to A.J. Weisler. A.J. dribbling his right hand out here. Comes out near the 10-second line. Now drives it down the right side of the lane. Hands it away to Michael Weisler. Inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Beckman. Puts it back up there and scores. Chad Beckman scores for Wynot. He had just 2 points yesterday, but he comes up with a field goal here. And now Wynot has got a 12-7 advantage over Giltner. We're in the second quarter. Here comes the Hornets back with the basketball, driving inside. Some contact made. No foul called, and scoring there for Giltner as Dustin Hastings ran over a man inside. No foul called, and Hastings banks one in. There's a shot at the other end. A shot is up and in by Devin Weisler. Wynot not wasting any time and getting back down the floor the other way, and Devin Weisler scores there for the Wynot Blue Devils. He's now got 4 points in the basketball game. 14-9 is the score. Giltner is down by 5 points early in the ball game. Hornets have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Kreitz has got out on the right side to Luke Richards. Back out to Kreitz. Now to Richards again. Ethan Kreitz as they give it away now to Sean Finley. Kreitz has got the ball on the far sideline. Here's Sean Finley. Right side of the wing, Lucas Richards. Wynot still in a, looks like a 2-3 zone defense. There's Lucas Richards with the ball. Near sideline now to Kreitz. Sends it down to Drew Ott. Pass back inside. Dustin Hastings works his shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Giltner, so the Hornets will have it here. So Giltner will play things in. Here's Trevor Poppin back into the ball game now for Giltner. Going out will be Sean Finley. So Drew Ott will play things in for the Hornets. Drew so far in the ball game with just 2 points. Driving the baseline is going to be Hastings. This shot's going to be partially deflected. Recovered here by Kreitz. His shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. Ott saves it from going out of bounds. Here's a Giltner back on the attack. Here's Dustin Hastings in a traveling violation. Hastings kind of in the baseline on the right side, and he's called for the traveling violation. That is six turnovers already on Giltner here in the basketball game. 14-9 is the score. Wynot has got the lead. The Blue Devils making just their third appearance here in the state high school basketball tournament. This is the first time they have been out of the first round, and they're playing here in the semifinals against Giltner, the number one seed in Class D2. There's a stopper with the ball, drives into the hole. His shot is up there. There's no good, but some contact made, and they're going to have an offensive foul, I think. Yeah, stopper is going to be hit with an offensive foul here as he knocks down Drew Ott. And that takes a lot when you knock down Drew Ott. Cody Stopper picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Devils here in this first half of play. 14-9. Wynot has got the lead. We got 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Pershing Center. The winner gets Juanita Palisade in the state championship ball game tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Dylan Heinrichs with the ball now for Giltner. Gets it into the offensive zone. As Wynot stays with his zone defense. Here's a shot from the left wing. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Heinrichs. And the ball is going to be brought down here by Wynot. One shot and out as Cody Stoppard grabs the rebound there for the Blue Devils. Gets it to Devin Weisler. Now here on the left side to Michael Weisler. His shot is no good. And the ball goes up over the glass out of play. And Giltner will play things in. Our Boys State High School basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part this year by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings, Kerr Chevrolet and American Revolution, and by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. We're at the Pershing Center. Class D2 semifinals where Wynot has got the lead over Giltner. The score is 14-9. The Blue Devils attacking here in backcourt. Kreitz has got the ball now to Heinrichs as he dribbles it across the 10-second line. Now to Kreitz again on the wing. Finley has got it to Kreitz out on top. Brings it back to Finley on the wing. Back out to Kreitz, top of the key. Dribble penetration. Gives it away to Heinrichs. Heinrichs over here to Jacob Finley. Back out to Heinrichs. Left side to Ethan Kreitz. Moves to his left. Throws it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound. Battle for. It's loose on the floor. 2-3 players hit the deck. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow this time in pointing in favor of Wynot. So the Blue Devils will get it here with 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Wynot will play things in here in backcourt. They take it to the far sideline. That's a Chris Schmidt who's into the ball game. Now Giltner applying a little bit of pressure back here. Wynot still in backcourt. Now they get it into the offensive zone. Chris Schmidt double team. Schmidt trying to get away, and now we've got a timeout called. So Wynot calls the timeout. They're having all kinds of problems there against the pressure from Giltner, and head coach Lee Hymus for Wynot jumps up and calls the timeout. We'll take a break as well. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. In the second quarter, it's Wynot 14, Giltner 9.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner basketball brought to you in part by B&B Carpet, also by the Bank of Donovan, and by Hope Home Furnishings. We're at the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln, 14-9. Giltner trailing by 5 here in the second quarter. Wynot back on the attack in their offensive end. They lob it to the right side of the lane to Nathan Weisler. Now back outside, driving down the lane. It's going to be Davis Weisler. His shot's going to be no good, but it's going to be chased down here by Studbeck. Back to Nathan Weisler. His short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Bounding for the rebound again. And Wynot comes up for the third time. Driving inside. Here's a shot by Sudbeck. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up and in. Four shots at the hole there for Wynot. Finally, Nathan Weisler gets one to go down there for Wynot. And now the Blue Devils have a 16-9 advantage here over the Giltner Hornets in the semifinals in Class D2. Here's Giltner back the other way. Driving to the hole. And a foul is going to be called. Trevor Poppin just took off and took it right to the rack there for the Hornets, and he is hacked in the arm. And now Trevor Poppin goes to the free throw line for Giltner. Personal foul goes on Nathan Weisler of Wynot. They went the Blue Devils shuttling players just about every dead ball here. They've played a lot of folks already in the ball game. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Trevor Poppin. He did not score yesterday as Giltner beat Lindsay Holy Family in the first round of the state tournament, 44-25. Poppin in the scorebook here today. Next one is up there is good, so he hits a pair of free throws. And Giltner is still looking at a five-point deficit here. It's 16-11. Giltner has not led so far in the ballgame. Now Poppin takes the ball away and goes for the hole and scores, and he's fouling a play. That was a big defensive play there in backcourt. Trevor Poppin gets a steal, took it right to the hole and scores, and he's fouling a play, a chance at a three-point play. The personal foul is whistled on the Sudbeck of why not. That's going to be his first. So Poppin comes off of the bench, hits a couple of free throws, gets a steal, takes it to the hole and scores, and now he goes to the free throw line and gets another free throw. So Poppin scores five straight points there for Giltner, and all of a sudden the Hornets are back within 2 points at 16-14 with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Here's another steal. Poppin at the other end. A shot good. And Giltner has come back to tie the score at 16 points apiece, and you can thank Trevor Poppin for Giltner. Comes off of the bench and scores seven straight points there for the Giltner Hornets, a 6'2" junior, a couple of steals, couple of field goals and three free throws, and the Hornets back into the ball game here. We've got a timeout, why not, with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. It is Giltner 16, why not 16?
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
The Breeze, 94.5.
At the Pershing Auditorium, Giltner has come back to tie things up at 16 points apiece. Thanks to a nice little run there by Trevor Poppin. Giltner was shooting just 5 of 17 from the field before that little run there by the Hornets. And Trevor Poppin, we're tied up at 16 points apiece. Why not with the ball? Back to their offensive end, circling around is going to be Weisler. Shot in the lane is going to be no good, and the ball is out of bounds, and we're going to have a foul call down there. Looks like Giltner is going to be the guilty party. Non-shooting situation, so why not? We'll play things in. The foul is going to go on Ott. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on Giltner here in this first half of play. Why not? We'll play things in. There's a stop with the ball down there in the corner. Comes out to a Weisler. Dribble penetration is shot from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Bound with a rebound. It goes trickling out of bounds, and it's going to be Giltner basketball. Now the Hornets have a chance to grab their first lead of the ball game. They allowed 6 straight points to start things off here this afternoon. Fell behind 6-0. They have not led in the ball game. They can grab the lead for the first time here late in the second quarter. We're under 2.5 minutes to play, and Giltner throws the ball away. Jacob Finley trying to take it to the far sideline. The pass was behind Dustin Hastings. They threw the ball out of bounds. The 7th turnover on Giltner here in the contest. And now why not has a chance to break this tie. Giltner applying some pressure back here in backcourt. That's a Beckman with the ball down the right sideline in the offensive zone. Michael Weisler has got it now down in the corner. Devin Weisler gets it back inside his Stoppard. He loses control of it. It goes out of bounds here on the near side. His momentum was kind of carrying him out of bounds. He had to get rid of it and threw it to the near side and threw it out of bounds. The 3rd turnover on why not here in the ball game. It'll be Giltner playing things in backcourt with 2 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, state semifinals in Class D2 here this afternoon. There's a Kreitz with the ball now for Giltner. Comes into the offensive zone, sends it down in the corner to Finley. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Dustin Hastings now right side to Kreitz. His 3-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose in the lane. Picked up by Ott. He lost it. It's picked up by Michael Weisler. Weisler running back the other way. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. And it's to be picked up here by Giltner coming back the other way. Kreitz has got it. Kreitz down to a Jacob Finley. That's the 4th turnover on why not so far here in the basketball game. We're tied up at 16 points apiece. Giltner can pull ahead here with a field goal. Dustin Hastings, free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Kreitz, brings it back to Hastings. 4-3, his shot is up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Ball is going to be tapped out. It's picked up here by Jacob Finley. Keeps the ball alive down for Giltner. Finley gets it back on the wing on the right side. Back out on top. Kreitz has got it. Kreitz now to Hastings. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Sends it inside to Ott. His shot is up and in. Drew Ott scores, and that's the first lead of the ball game for Giltner. It's now 18-16, and it occurs with 1:06 to play here in the second quarter. Weisler takes the ball. down to the baseline. Tries to get rid of it. Now the scramble is on, and we got a jump ball called. No, Giltner is down there. They got possession of it. They're going to give the ball to Giltner on the alternating jump. They call the jump ball, so it'll be a why not turnover. That's going to be their fifth turnover of the ball game. So Giltner now has a chance to extend their lead, 18-16. Giltner fell behind 6-0 early, but the Hornets have battled back here, thanks to a nice 7-point run by Trevor Poppin. So Giltner has got a 2-point lead now, 18-16. On the wing is going to be Dustin Hastings. Has it tipped away. Dustin picks it back up. Out to Kreitz out here in 3-point territory. We're down to 37 seconds to play here in quarter number two. And now we got a foul going to be called here on A.J. Weisler. That's going to be his second. Non-shooting situation. Why not? Has got only 5 team fouls so far. In fact, both teams have only 5 team fouls here in the first half. So Giltner will play things in. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now Giltner will play for the final shot here with a 2-point advantage, 18-16. Wynon has now gone to a man-to-man defense here. Left side is going to be a Finley with the ball to Kreitz. Back down to Finley. Back out to Kreitz out here in 3-point territory to Finley. Back out to Kreitz. We're down to 11 seconds to play. Across the top, Dustin Hastings. Kreitz at the top of the key. Moves to his left. Has to get rid of it. Jacob Finley. Now to Kreitz. Back out here in 3-point territory to Finley. Now to Dustin Hastings. His shot is up there at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. The Class D2 state semifinals here today on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. It is Giltner out on top of Why Not by a score of 18-16. We've got the Allen's postgame show coming up next. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball today on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
The Coin Center is your coin collecting headquarters, buying and selling coins, tokens, paper money, plus now buying gold and silver. They stock coin supplies and do appraisals. Open Monday through Saturday. Visit the Coin Center at 115 North Denver in the downtown center of Hastings.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings, Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
With a You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It is day number two of the 2011 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. Coverage here today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Class D2 semifinals here today. Giltner has got the lead over Why Not by a score of 18-16. Giltner fell behind 6-0 in the ball game here today, and it wasn't until the 3:17 mark that Giltner was able to get a field goal to go down. They were trailing 6-2 at that point. Why Not led at the end of the first quarter by the score of 10-7. Why Not stretched that lead to 7 points at 16-9 early in the second quarter, but Giltner comes back. They tied things up at 16 points apiece, and now the Hornets have got the lead at halftime by a score of 18-16. Giltner claiming their first lead of the ball game at the 1:06 mark of the second quarter, and they've got a 2-point lead here at halftime, 18-16. You're listening to the Allen's halftime show here today on the Breeze. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. They're located on West 2nd Street here in Hastings. Winner of this ball game will move on to play in the state championship game in Class D2. And they'll take on the Broncos out of Juanita Palisade. Juanita today knocking off the number two seed, Sterling, by the score of 50-46 in an exciting ball game played here at the Pershing Center. So that raised a few eyebrows around here as Juanita Palisade moves on into the state championship ball game. 9 o'clock starting time tomorrow as the Broncos beat the Sterling Jets by the score of 50-46. Giltner playing why not here. So Sterling will play in the consolation game tomorrow against the loser of this ball game. That will be at noon tomorrow at Lincoln North Star. We'll come back and check the halftime numbers as we continue on the breeze. Again, our halftime score, it is Giltner out on top of Why Not by a score of 18-16. You're listening to high school basketball on the breeze.
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Give Marty a call at 463-2111 or stop by his new office at 813 West 2nd in Hastings. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Securities, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at the Allen's Halftime Show here this afternoon from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, Class D2 semifinals, where Giltner has got the lead over Why Not today by a score of 18-16. Our state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings. Test drive the all-new 36 miles per gallon Chevy Cruze at Kerr Chevrolet, an American revolution. Giltner so far in the ball game being led by Trevor Poppin. He scored 7 points, and he scored all seven of those points within about 30 seconds there in the second quarter. Came off of the bench, hit a field goal, got a steal, hit a couple of free throws, ended up with 7 points in the first half, two field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Lucas Richards has got 5 points. He's got a three-pointer and a two-point field goal. 4 points for Drew Ott. They have done a good job on him. They've got him smothered inside. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points for Giltner. And the other guy who has scored for the Hornets is Dustin Hastings. He has got one field goal and 2 points. Giltner is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line, unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Why Not is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. They have turned the ball over 5 times so far today. Their leading scorer, Nathan Weisler, 2 field goals, 4 points. Davis Weisler has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points. The other scorers for Why Not, A.J. Weisler has got a field goal for 2. Devin Weisler has got a field goal for 2 points. Cody Stoppert has got a field goal for 2. And Chad Beckman has got a field goal and 2 points here for the Blue Devils of Why Not. Again, our score is 18-16. Giltner has got a 2-point lead over Why Not here at halftime. We'll come back and check some scores from the state tournament as we continue on the Allen's postgame show. Actually, the Allen's halftime show right after this.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Battery Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera to tuning in for coverage, you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Doniphan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Doniphan in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Pershing Center. You're listening to the Allen's Halftime Show here today. Class D2 semifinals where Giltner is out on top of Wynot by a score of 18-16. Class A semifinals have already been played today. Omaha Bryan beat Omaha Creighton Prep 58-57. Omaha Central winners over Norfolk 70-59. So Bryan will play Central in the state championship ball game at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Sports Center. Class B semis is going to be held tonight. South Sioux City against Pius at 7. Gretna against Norris at 8:45. Class C1 semifinals. One is being played. One has been completed. Minden upsetting Grand Island Central Catholic, the number one seed in Class C1. Minden winners over the Crusaders today by a score of 70-66. So Minden plays either Norfolk Catholic or Milford in the state championship ball game tomorrow night at 8:30. And the last check, it was Norfolk Catholic with an 8-7 lead over Milford late in the first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic will play in the consolation ball game tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at Lincoln North Star. That's a game you'll be able to hear tomorrow right here on the Breeze. Class C2 state championship game is set. Lincoln Christian will take on Archbishop Bergen. Christian today eliminating Ravenna from the championship round. Ravenna, the two-time state champions in Class C2, but they lose their reign today as Lincoln Christian beat the Jays by the score of 60-46. The other game, North Platte St. Pat's losing to Archbishop Bergen 46-36. Class D1 state championship game is going to be played tonight. Actually, the semifinal is going to be played tonight here at Pershing. The state championship game tomorrow at 4:30 at Bob Devaney. It'll be Bruning Davenport Shickley playing West Point Central Catholic at 7 o'clock tonight, followed by Howells and Pawnee City. Again, here in Class C2, Sterling today has lost to Juanita Palisade, the Broncos, into the state championship game tomorrow at 9 o'clock. They'll face either Giltner or Wynot, the winner of this ball game. And if Giltner wins, we'll have that game for you as well tomorrow right here on. We'll see if Giltner wins tomorrow. We'll have the game on ESPN, all six state championship games on ESPN. If Giltner loses, we'll have the game right here on the Breeze. And we'll set that when we get finished here this afternoon. Kind of a complicated mess as we continue to jockey our broadcast plans with a couple of upsets occurring in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. We're coming up in the second half here this afternoon. Should be a dandy as Giltner has come back to grab a lead now over Wynot, 18-16 as they get ready for the second half. You've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Show. Stay tuned. We've got more basketball coming up next on The Breeze.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam four-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford. Hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway. Change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today. South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wynot has got the ball, the opening possession here of quarter number three, shooting to our basket to our right. Giltner with a two-point lead. They go right to work to Beckman. His shot is up there, in and out, and back in again. Chad Beckman scores here for Wynot. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points, and now we are tied up at 18 points apiece early here in the third quarter from the Pershing Center. Here's a Giltner back with the basketball. They will attack to our hole to our left here. And Wynot will stay in that zone defense. On the wing is going to be Dustin Hastings. Comes out now to a Kreitz as he moves it over on the wing on the right side. There's going to be Lucas Richards. The Kreitz now to Hastings for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Drew Ott. Ott tries to get rid of it. Finally does so. Dustin Hastings out to Ethan Kreitz over here. Back down in the corner to Hastings. Drives the baseline. Puts it up with the window. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Three players at the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Hornets. So Giltner will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:04 to play third quarter. Giltner and Wynot tied up at 18 points apiece. Here's a Dustin Hastings with the ball outside to Kreitz. A shot for three. Good. Ethan Kreitz hitting a first field goal of the ball game. That's a three-pointer. Driving back the other way is going to be Weisler. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings of Giltner. Comes to the near sideline. Hastings takes it down on the baseline. Now to Poppin. His shot is up there. It's no good. And he is fouled in the play. Shot hits the under side of the rim there, but he goes to the free throw line after being attacked on the play there by Wynot. So Poppin, who's got 7 points in the ball game, will step to the line. He is 3-for-3 so far today for Giltner. That is the first team foul on Wynot here in the second half of play. Poppin's free throws off of the right side. No good. The last personal foul goes on Stoppard of Wynot. That's going to be his second. Poppin's next free throw is up there. That's off of the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Wynot, and the foul is going to be called. The guy who committed that last foul for Wynot gets fouled himself. Cody Stoppard got the board there for the Blue Devils. That's the first team foul on Giltner here in the third quarter, and this one goes on Poppin. That's going to be his first. Giltner attacking here in backcourt. Wynot brings it across the 10-second line. A.J. Weisler with the ball here on the right side. Cross-court pass goes over to Devin Weisler. Devin is going to be double-teamed down there in the corner. Gets the ball away. That's Michael Weisler. Michael's shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouled. Michael Weisler was surrounded by Hornets. He throws up a prayer, and it goes through the hole for the field goal. And he is fouled in a play, and he goes to the free-throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. So now Wynot is within 1 point again and tying this baby back up. Poppin picks up his second personal foul. Shot from the free throw line by Weisler. Good. Michael Weisler's first 3 points of the ball game, and he comes back to tie the score now. 21-21, Giltner and Wynot here this afternoon in the Class D2 state semifinals from Pershing Auditorium. Here's Dustin Hastings driving down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound back. Hastings now gets the ball right in front of the hole to Poppin. His shot's going to be no good, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Weisler. A.J. Weisler gets the ball ahead. As they get to a Beckman, his shot is good, and he's fouled. Chad Beckman gets the field goal there for Wynot, and he's fouled in the play. And now Beckman goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. So Wynot with a couple of possibilities of three-point plays here. Going out of the ball game is going to be Dustin Hastings. He just picked up his third personal foul. So Dustin Hastings picked up his third. He's on the bench now for Giltner head coach Matt Drew. Going to the free throw line is going to be Beckman. His shot good. So he hits the three-point play. And now Wynot has got a three-point lead over Giltner, 24-21. We are playing in the third quarter. Giltner with the ball. Wynot fans thought we had a traveling violation back here. We did not. Ethan Kreintz has got the ball. Comes over to Finley. The Kreintz down left side. Here's Richards for three. Shot good. He buries a three-pointer. Lucas Richards now with 8 points in the basketball game. That's his second three of the day. Here comes Wynot back the other way. They lob it inside to Stoppard, and he's fouled in the play. Cody Stoppard is fouled into play here. Now he goes to the free throw line. So why not really recommitting themselves to working the inside game here with Stoppard and Beckman? They've done most of the damage so far here in the second half of play. That's going to be the third foul now on Drew Ott. So now the Giltner Hornets in a little bit of foul trouble. Hastings and Ott each with three. A shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Stoppard. That's his first miss of the afternoon. He's got 2 points. Ott's going to check out. Jacob Finley is going to check out. So now Giltner will have to run a little while without their big man, Drew Ott, who has been averaging 18 points and 12 rebounds per ball game. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be no good by Stoppard, and the rebound comes down to Giltner. And just as we say that, Wynot's got five new fresh bodies down at the scorer's table. They will check in at the next opportunity here for the Blue Devils. 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. We're tied up at 24 points apiece. Ethan Kreintz with the ball, moves it over in the wing. Deshaun Finley mishandles the ball. Finley gets it back. Finley comes out here to Ethan Kreintz. Down to Finley on the wing. Back out to Kreintz at the top of the key to Finley on the wing again. On the right side, entry pass to get it to Clyer. Deshaun is up and in. Ryan Clyer, who just checked in there for Drew Ott, hits the field goal. And it's now a 26-24 ball game. Giltner with a 2-point lead. Here the ball is going to be knocked loose. It's going to be picked up by Kreintz. His pass down the floor is going to be intercepted right back by Weisler. Wynot back on the attack. Giltner now with 8 turnovers in the ball game, 6 for Wynot. Here's A.J. Weisler with the ball. Moves it across the top of the key to Michael Weisler. Moves it over on the wing. Now dumps it off inside. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Stoppard, I think, is going to be hit with an offensive foul. Yeah. Runs over a man down there for the Hornets as Cody Stoppard picks up his third personal foul. Now he's going to have to go to the bench here for Wynot. And on this dead ball, here comes 5 new players into the ball game. For the Wynot Blue Devils, just when he gets used to seeing all those Weaselers out there. Then we have a line change for the Blue Devils. So now Giltner has got the ball back. They've got a two-point lead, 26-24. Dustin Hastings has got the ball back for Giltner. Comes out here to Kreitz. Kreitz moves it across the top to Sean Finley over on the wing, the right side. Now to Kreitz. He launches up a three ball. It's up there. Just bounces off of the front iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down here by Giltner's Choir. Gets it outside to Kreitz. He dribbles down the lane and he's fouled the play. So Ryan Choir, who checked in there for Drew Lott when Drew picked up his third personal foul, has nailed a field goal. He's now grabbed a couple of rebounds. A 6-foot sophomore filling in nicely there. Now Kreitz goes to the free throw line after being fouled in a play by Davis Weisler. And the shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kreitz. He has now got 4 points in the basketball game. Giltner is now 4 out of 6 on free throws this afternoon. Next one is up there. Dances out for the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Wynot. 27-24. Giltner now with a 3-point lead here in the state semifinals. The winner gets Juanita Palisade coming up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Davis Weisler with the ball now for Wynot. Rainbow pass goes to the far side. Chris Schmidt has got it. Back here to Weisler on the right wing. A shot is up and in, a three-pointer. So they work that defense sideline to sideline. And finally, Davis Weisler gets loose over here on the wing on the right side and nails the three ball. He has now got 7 points in the ball game, and we're tied up now at 27 points apiece. Good ball game here in the third. Here's a shot up there. It's good. Ryan Plyer scores again for Giltner. A little short jumper off the right side of the lane. He's now got 4 points. Giltner with a 2-point advantage, 29-27. Wynot with the ball with 3.5 minutes to play in the third. Rainbow pass again goes to Schmidt to the far sideline. Returns it back to Weisler at the elbow, right side of the lane. Hands the ball away now to Jackson Sudbeck, who's into the ball game. Left sideline to Schmidt. Dribble penetration. Throws the ball here on the near side. It's going to be recovered by Jackson Sudbeck. He's double-teamed. Comes out now between the rings to Davis Weisler. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Now to Chris Schmidt. Back out to Weisler. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Bounce pass comes out to Chris Schmidt. Whistle. And we've got a traveling violation. Wynot turns it away. That's going to be the seventh turnover on the Blue Devils here in the ball game. Here comes Jacob Finley back into the ball game. Trevor Poppin comes in as well. Our head coach Matt Drew and the Giltner Hornets. Giltner, the number one seed here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. Wynot came in as the number four seed. Wynot coming back from 5 points down last night in the final 3 minutes to beat Pleasanton in the opening round, 52-47. Of course, Giltner picking up a win over Lindsay Holy Family, 44-25. Despite shooting only 30% for the ball game, they were able to pick up the win. There's a long-range jumper by Kreitz from three. Good. Ethan Kreitz's second three ball in the second half. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 32-27. This is the biggest lead of the ball game now for Giltner. They've got it here in the third quarter. There's a pass in the lane, deflected. It is loose and going to be picked up here by Weisler. Weisler sends it back inside. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled. Weisler picked up the loose ball, got it down to Chad Beckman, and he's going to be fouled in the play. And Beckman will go to the free throw line now for Wynot. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Things a little ragged here in the third quarter. Foul goes on Sean Finley. That's going to be his second. Here comes the free throw by Beckman. It's going to be no good. He'll get another one. He was mauled in the act of shooting. Milford down on top of Norfolk Catholic now in the second quarter, 17-12. 17-12, Milford leading Norfolk Catholic, the team that beat Hastings St. Cecilia last night. The three-time defending champs in Class C1. Here comes the next shot by Beckman. It's up there. It's good. Beckman now with 8 points in the ball game, and Wynot is back to within four, 32-28. Here's a Giltner with the basketball in backcourt. Dylan Heinrichs gets it out to Drew Ott, who's back into the ball game. Drew sent it to Poppin, nearly threw it out of bounds. Poppin now double-teamed out of the baseline. Comes out to Heinrichs. Cross-court pass comes over here to Finley. Down top of the key to Kreitz. Brings it back to Finley. Now to Kreitz again. Wynot stays with his zone defense on the wing. Finley lobs it inside to Drew Ott, kicks it back out into the corner. Here's a shot by Finley. It's going to be no good. The ball lost out of bounds. That was the last touched over there by Dylan Heinrichs of Giltner. So it's going to be Wynot playing things in. 2:02 to play in the third. 32-28. Giltner has got the lead. Our boys' state tournament coverage brought to you in part by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings and American Revolution. Austin Weisler with the ball now as he brings it into the offensive zone. Over to Michael Weisler. Holds the ball high above his head down in the corner. Devin Weisler brings it back here on the deep wing to Michael Weisler, and he's going to be hit on the play by Poppin. Now Poppin has got three fouls. So Trevor Poppin, Drew Ott, And also Dustin Hastings, all with three personal fouls for the Hornets. End of the ball game now will be Dustin Hastings. He's going to replace Lynn Heinrichs. So Wynot will play things in. That's going to be team foul number six on Giltner so far in the second half of play. Devin Weisler will play things in. Gets it down on the baseline to Michael Weisler inside. Here's a shot by Beckman by point-blank range. No good. Sends it over the rim. The ball's going to be recovered here by Giltner. Hornets have a four-point lead, 32-28. Kreintz has got the ball down the near sideline to Finley. Lobs it inside to Ott. Double team, triple team. Goes for the hole and scores. Ott put his shoulder down, knocked down a Blue Devil down there, but no foul was called. Boy, that would have been huge. That would have been Drew's fourth. Instead, he gets his third field goal of the ball game, and now we got a foul called. Drew Ott now with 6 points in the ball game, and the Wynot coaching staff not happy with a no call down here at the other end. Now we got a personal foul down here, and going to the free throw line will be Devin Weisler. The foul goes on Dustin Hastings, and Hastings just picked up his fourth personal foul. Devin Weisler to the free throw line. He's got 2 points and a field goal. His shot is up there. It's good. So now, Giltner in some foul trouble here. Dustin Hastings with four. Drew Ott now with three. Poppin has got three fouls, and we still have a quarter and a little more than a minute to go here in the third. Devin Weisler back to the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's good. So he drains a pair. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Giltner now with a four-point lead at 33-29. Pressure by the Blue Devils here in backcourt. Sean Finley has got the ball, dribbling with it. Pass to the right sideline. Kreintz has got it now to Ott to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Poppin. He drives the baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Beckman. Beckman has got the ball for Wynot. Here come the Blue Devils down the near sideline. Devin Weisler gets away. Bounce pass comes inside. They get it to Stoppard. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, and he's hacked in the arm and a foul called. So Cody Stoppard and Chad Beckman getting most of the licks inside here for Wynot in the third quarter. And now Giltner fouls again. That's going to send Stoppard to the free throw line. That foul goes on Sean Finley. That's going to be his third. That's the ninth team foul on Giltner here in the third quarter alone. A shot from the free throw line by Stoppard is no good. He is now 0 for 3 from the free throw line. So Giltner has got nine team fouls here in the third quarter. Wynot's got just three. And the Hornets are in some foul trouble here as they're trying to protect a four-point lead, 34-30. Next shot is up there by Stoppard. It is good. He has now got 3 points in the ball game. So here comes Ryan Klier back into the ball game, the sophomore for Giltner. He came off of the bench to spell Drew Ott a little while ago and picked up a couple of field goals, a big offensive board. Ott's going to check out of the ball game again with 48 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Kreintz has got the ball, gets it down in the corner, now to Poppin. He tries to return the ball back to Kreintz, and he has it tipped out of bounds here by Weisler. And it's going to be Giltner inbounding the ball. Now with 42.8 seconds to play here in the third quarter, the Hornets still with a three-point lead, 34-31, trailed by six in the first half. Sean Finley has got it back out between the rings now to Ethan Kreintz. Giltner probably playing for the final shot right here as they spread the floor in their offensive end. Kreintz just across the 10-second line, holding the ball. Comes over here to a Sean Finley. Jump pass goes to the far sideline. Lucas Richards now to Ethan Kreitz. Brings it back to Richards right in front of the Giltner bench. Cross-court pass comes here to Finley. We've got 13 seconds to play. Kreitz dribble penetration. Double team. Sends it back out here to Finley. He takes it inside. Puts up a shot from 7 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Beckman. Beckman has got the ball for Wynot. Long pass ahead. He gets to Weisler. He runs over a Giltner Hornet. And taking the charge is going to be Sean Finley. Devin Weisler runs over Sean Finley and gets hit with a charging foul. Good job there by Finley defensively. Boy, he knew he was going to get blasted. It was just right in front of us here. Finley takes the charge there for Giltner. And now the Hornets have a chance to play things in. Just to the right of the center circle here on the defensive end with 1.1 second to play. They'll get it into the near sideline. Klier mishandles the pass, and it falls down to the hardwood, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here in the Class D2 state semifinals this afternoon at Pershing. The score, Giltner 34, Wynot 31.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets.
Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Wynot turns the ball over again, and Giltner has got the ball back. 8 turnovers now on Wynot. Here's a long-range jumper put up there by Richards. No good. Foul shot is up and in. Drew Ott. So Drew Ott gets the offensive board and the putback. He's now got 8 points in the basketball game for the Hornets. And Giltner has now opened up a 5-point lead, 36-31. Early in the fourth quarter with 7:22 to play. Driving for the basket and missing the shot. It's going to be Weisler, and the foul is going to be called. A.J. Weisler taking the ball to the hole there for Wynot, but we got a personal foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on the Blue Devils, and it's going to go on Beckman. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Wynot here in the second half of play. Remember, Giltner is already at 8 team fouls here in this second half, so we'll have free throws on each of their fouls coming down the stretch. Norfolk Catholic and Milford, they are tied up at 21 points apiece. At the Bob Devaney Sports Center, that's in Class C1. They're at halftime here this afternoon. We're in the fourth quarter, 7:08 to play. Giltner is out on top of Wynot by a score of 36-31, looking to play in their first state championship ball game in the school's history, this being their 14th appearance in the state tournament. After the semifinals in 2009, and then lost. There's a shot from the right side. Jacob Finley, his shot's going to be no good. It rims out of there. We got a foul and a rebound. Boy, Giltner cannot keep fouling down the stretch here. We're going to have nobody left. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and shoot some more free throws. That's going to go on Poppin. That's going to be his fourth. So the head coach for Giltner and Matt Drew doing a good job here shuffling players to try to keep them in the ballgame. Going to the free throw line now for Wynot is going to be Cody Stoppard. He has got 3 points in the game. 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Giltner. So the Hornets have the ball. They've got a 5-point lead with 6:43 to play. It is 36-31. Giltner back on the offensive attack. Down to Clyer in the corner on the right side. To Jacob Finley. Moves it back down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken no good as they force up a shot. And Drew Ott will go to the free throw line now for Giltner as he was fouled in the play. This will be the first free throw of the day for Drew Ott. Personal foul goes on Nathan Weisler. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on the Blue Devils. Shot from the free throw line by Ott is going to be no good. Drew had 10 points yesterday in the win over Lindsay Holy Family, 44-25. But he pulled down 20 rebounds in the ball game. Next shot is up there. He misses that one. And now we got a foul called and a rebound. Battling for the missed free throw there. The foul is going to go on Lucas Richards. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Giltner, so we'll walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a 1-1 situation for Nathan Weisler. Nathan has got 4 points in the ball game, one of 5 Weislers on this team. He's 6'5" and a sophomore. Had 5 points yesterday in the win over Pleasanton. And his shot is up there. It's good. He's got 5 points here this afternoon. He'll have one more shot, averaging 5.5 on the season. 36-32. Giltner out on top. Here comes the next shot. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Ott. So Giltner with a 4-point lead and a basketball. 6.5 to play here in the fourth quarter. Ott has got the ball into the offensive zone. He gets her back here. Goes to the hole. His shot is up there and in. And we've got a collision. And an offensive foul is called on Drew Ott. Ott takes the ball to the hole. Runs over a Blue Devil inside there. And Drew Ott just picked up his fourth personal foul for Giltner. And now Drew checks out of the ball game. Back in is going to be Trevor Poppin. We'll see how long he can last. He's got 4 personal fouls. Drew Ott with 4. Sean Finley with three. Dustin Hastings with four. And the Hornets have a four-point lead, 36-32, with 6:13 to play. Austin Weisler, he is double-teamed out here, and another foul is going to be called. And let's see, with the double-team was out there. Was that Poppin? I think so. And that's the case. Trevor Poppin just fouled out of the basketball game now for Giltner. And he leaves with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Poppin will leave with 7 points, all seven in the first half. He has not played too much since halftime because of foul trouble. Austin Weisler to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Good. Dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. He's got 3 points in the ball game. A.J. had 18 in the ball game yesterday in their win over Pleasanton. He scored 18 out of the 52 points. Got just three so far this afternoon. A.J.'s next shot is up there. That one is good. Drains a couple of free throws. And this one is going to go to the wire. 36-34. Giltner has got a two-point lead here in the fourth quarter of the state semifinals with the majority of their starting unit on the bench and playing with three and four personal fouls. Here's Kreitz. He pulls up, shoots a free throw line, jumper good. Big money shot there by Ethan Kreitz. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. Long pass ahead. They get it to Devin Weisler, and we got a foul called. Weisler grabs it, a little ball fake there. We have the Hornets leaving their feet. That was Klier. He's going to pick up the personal foul as he goes with a fake and comes down on the back of Devin Weisler. And now Devin goes to the free throw line here for Why Not. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line today. The shot is up there. The shot is good. The winner will play the state championship ball game tomorrow at 9 o'clock against Juanita Palisade. The loser plays in the consolation game against Sterling at 12 o'clock noon at Lincoln North Star. Next shot is up there. It's good. 38-36 now. Giltner still hanging on to a two-point advantage here. Pressure by Wynott in backcourt. Klier has got the ball on the right sideline. Back into the offensive zone. Out of Jacob Finley. Ethan Kreitz to Finley. Back out to Ethan Kreitz over here to Finley. Back to Kreitz. Wynott just stays hunkered down, and that's a zone defense. Giltner having a tough time attacking this thing today. There's a Jacob Finley back out to Kreitz. They move it across the top. With the basketball is Hastings. Entry pass to Klier. His shot's going to be blocked down. The ball is loose. 3-4 players hit the deck, and a jump ball is going to be called down there. And let's see. The end stack on the arrow is pointing in favor of Giltner, so the Hornets will maintain control. And, boy, here comes Drew Ott back into the ball game now for Giltner. He rests for about a minute or so. And now Ott is back in there with 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. And Drew Ott has got 4 personal fouls. The leading scorer, the leading rebounder, a guy who's done it all for the Hornets this year. We'll see how long he can play in the final 5 minutes and some change here in this fourth quarter. Kreitz has got the ball, looks at the three, comes across the top to Finley. His long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Got him for the rebound. Ott had it. He lost it. And now it's loose on the baseline, and they get the ball to Giltner. Austin Weisler was the last guy to touch it. Boy, Drew pretty aggressive in there with 4 personal fouls. Going after that loose ball. Ott plays it in now. Giltner has got it here with 5 minutes to go. Here's a long-range jumper from three. A big shot there, and it goes right through the hole. Lucas Richards throws down a 3-ball for Giltner. Just to the right of the lane, he's got 11 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Giltner, 41. Why Not, 36.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Being brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table at a backyard barbecue in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns, go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. And best of luck to all the area athletes in this year's Boys State High School basketball tournament. 41-36, Giltner trying to hang on, looking for their first ever state championship meeting. here in the 14th time they've been to the state tournament. But driving down the right side of the lane, a shot is up there, no good. Tip tries up and in by Beckman. First shot by Weasler was no good, but Chad Beckman right there for Wynott. He puts it down through the hole. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Wynott is back to within 3 points, 41-38. 4.5 minutes to play here in the contest. Ethan Kreitz has got the ball now for Giltner. Wynott still in that zone defense. Right side in the deep wing, Finley has got it back out to Kreitz. Ethan trying to direct some traffic out here, sends it to Jacob Finley. Now lobs it inside. Ott grabs the ball and shot no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores, and he's fouled. Drew Ott gets his own rebound, puts it back down through the hole. Ott now with 10 points in the basketball game, and he goes to the free throw line now for Giltner. That makes the score 43-38. Hornets with a 5-point lead. Beckman picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So Drew Ott to the free throw line here. He's 0-for-2 so far today. Now he's 0-for-3. In fact, that one is an air ball. Drew Ott throws up an air ball from the free throw line. So still a 5-point lead for Giltner. 43-38. We're approaching 4 minutes to play here. Halfway through this fourth quarter from the Pershing Center. Michael Weasler with the ball. Michael sends it to Stoppert. Back out to Weasler. Gets it inside to Beckman. The ball is going to be poked loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch here by Wynott. Stoppert goes after the loose ball down here in the corner. Reaches out there and tries to grab the ball. Went sailing right through his fingertips out of bounds. So a turnover there on Wynott. That's their ninth of the ball game. Giltner has got the ball on a 5-point lead. 43-38. Ethan Kreitz has got a long pass ahead to get it to Lucas Richards, who nailed a three-pointer there just a couple of minutes ago. Richards with the ball now. Comes across the top to Kreitz. Now the near sideline to Finley. Back out to Kreitz. Wynott stays in this zone defense here. Now they're attacking out here in three-point territory with Kreitz. Lobs over to Finley. Left side of the lane to Drew Ott. Back outside to Kreitz. His shot from the elbow is up there. Top of the left side. Don't get him. The rebound comes down to Beckman. Beckman with a rebound for Wynott. Down to A.J. Weasler. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Traveling violation. A.J. Weasler runs into Ethan Kreitz and gets hit with a traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Wynott in the ballgame. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Wynott. Timeout Blue Devils here. 3 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Giltner 43, Wynott 38.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brenda and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, you're listening to the Class D2 state semifinals today. Here on The Breeze, brought to you in part by the Village of Giltner, also by Todd's Body and Glass, and by the Sit and Bowl Saloon in Giltner, and by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings, an American Revolution. Test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze, which averages 36 miles per gallon. You can test drive that unit today at Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings, located on South Burlington. Good basketball game here this afternoon, the Class D2 state semifinals at Pershing. The winner getting the Broncos of Juanita Palisade tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Giltner with the ball. Drew Ott comes to Finley. Hustles into the forecourt, now to Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz with the ball. Boy, why not? Going to stick with his zone defense. You dance with a partner who brought you here when you get to the semifinals. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Over there on the wing was Devin Weasler for Why Not. So we're down to 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Giltner trying to hang on. Ethan Kreitz has got the ball out here. Sends it down the right sideline to Lucas Richards. Richards picked up there by Weasler. Comes out now to Ethan Kreitz. To Richards down in the corner to Drew Ott. Holds the ball, trying to dribble the baseline. Gets rid of it now to Lucas Richards again. On the right sideline, jump pass comes out here to Dustin Hastings, who's back into the ball game. And now Giltner maybe trying to spread the floor here. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Giltner holding on to a 5-point lead, 43-38. We're down to 2.5 to play. On the right sideline, Giltner with the ball. Now to Dustin Hastings. They just throw it around. They're trying to play keep away from this Wynott defense. And now Wynott can attack out here. There's an entry pass to get it to Hastings, but he won't take the shot. Down in the corner, Lucas Richards. Down to 2:20 to play. Giltner still with a 5-point lead. Drew Ott has touched the ball. Now to Jacob Finley. Outside to Ethan Kreitz, and he's going to be fouling the play. So the Giltner fans roaring now with their approval behind us That's going to send Giltner to the free throw line. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Wynott. So now Giltner is in the one-and-one situation. Wynott will get two foul shots the rest of the way. Devin Weisler picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. So now Ethan Kreitz goes to the free throw line for Giltner. He has got 9 points in the basketball game. Shot is up there. It's good. Kreitz now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Today he's in double figures with 10. That's what he scored yesterday in their win over Lindsay Holy Family. 44-38. Giltner now by 6. Here's the next shot. Good. 45-38. A 7-point lead for the Hornets. Wynott has got the ball. Here's A.J. Weisler. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives it up to Devin Weisler. Lobs the ball down low. Right over the head of Cody Stomper out of bounds. 11 turnovers now on Wynott. As again, they try to pound the ball inside and they turn it away. Now Giltner has got the ball with 2 minutes to play in this basketball game. Giltner making their 14th appearance here in the Boys State High School basketball tournament. They have never had a chance to play for the state championship. They got to the semifinals in 2009 before losing to Humphrey St. Francis. Then they lost to Burwell in the consolation ball game. That's as close as they have gotten. They have never won the state championship, but they'll try to do it here if we can hang on in the waning moments of this ball game. 1:54 to play. Another personal foul called here on Wynott. That one is going to go on Michael Weisler. That's going to be his first. Going to the free throw line, Ethan Kreitz. He has got 11 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Dips the knees, throws it up there and scores. Into the ball game now will be Cody Stoppard. As Wynott makes a change there. 1:54 to play. Giltner has now got their biggest lead of the ball game at 46-38. Here comes the next shot. It's good. So after so much success on the gridiron over the past couple of years, now Giltner, possibility of playing for the state championship in basketball. Just 1:49 away. Here's a Schmidt with the ball, drives it down the lane, puts it up off the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Drew Ott. Ott has got it now for Giltner. Gets it into the hands of Kreitz. Ethan Kreitz with the ball. Now to the right side, the ball was tipped, but now we got a timeout called here from Giltner. So Giltner has got the ball with 1:33 to play, and they have got a 9-point lead. We'll take a break. 1:33 to play in the fourth quarter. Giltner 47, Wynott 38.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wynott is 23-2 on the season. They lost their first ball game of the season to Newcastle, 41-39. Their only other loss was to Bloomfield, 42-40. Since then, they've won 16 games in a row. But right now, the Wynott Blue Devils are trailing in the ball game by a score of 47-38. So we got 1:33 to play. Giltner has got the ball. Here's Ethan Kreitz with it now. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Lucas Richards double-teamed on the far sideline. We got another timeout called here. Another timeout called here by Matt Drew. So they've got some timeouts to burn here. They had a double-team right there at the 10-second line, and Matt Drew up calls the timeout. Take another break here with 1:28 to play in the fourth. Still Giltner 47, Wynott 38.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Giltner trying to hang on here this afternoon. 1:25 to play. Giltner dribbling with the ball in their offensive zone. Going for the hole and drawing a personal foul is Lucas Richards. So instead of spreading the floor and forcing Wynott to foul, Giltner attacks the basket there. Lucas Richards takes it to the hole, and he is fouling the play. Got to go on. Mitchell Bruning is into the ball game now for Wyandotte. Top of the free throw line is going to be no good here by Lucas Richards. That's his first free throw attempt of the day. Lucas has had a good ball game, 11 points in the contest after scoring just one yesterday in their win over Lindsay Holy Family. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Giltner has now got a 10-point lead. It is 48-38. Wyandotte has done a whole lot of scoring here in the fourth quarter. Good job by the defense of Giltner. Here's a shot up and in, though. Chad Beckman gets the field goal to go down as they just powered inside to their big guy, and Chad Beckman knocks one off of the glass and down to the hole. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. 1:09 to play in the fourth quarter. We got a timeout. Giltner 48, Wyandotte 40.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Giltner right now in a 12-4 run over Wyandotte. It is 48-38. Giltner has got the lead with 1:09 to play. And a reminder for the Giltner fans tomorrow, they can't make it down for the state championship ball game. We will have the state championship game tomorrow. If Giltner can hang on here, we'll have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN tomorrow. Dustin Hastings down the near sideline, and he's going to be fouling the play. Here on the Breeze tomorrow, we're going to have the Class C1 consolation game for you. That's going to feature Grand Island Central Catholic after the Crusaders were upset today in their state semifinal ball game. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in by Dustin Hastings. He's now got 3 points in the basketball game. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic playing either Milford or Norfolk Catholic at 10 o'clock at Lincoln North Star. That will be in the consolation ball game of Class C1, and that'll be the game you'll have tomorrow morning here on the Breeze. Second shot is up there. It is good by Dustin Hastings. It's now a 50-40 ball game in favor of Giltner as Wyandotte attacks. Weisler's shot is going to be up there from the baseline. No good. A.J. gets his own rebound back. Flips it out here to Michael Weisler. Comes out into three-point territory. Rockets up a shot. It's going to be no good. In fact, an air ball goes out of bounds. Giltner ball. All six state championship games tomorrow, including this one right here in Class D2, will be on our ESPN Superstations tomorrow. And this will be the first of six. At the Bob Devaney Sports Center, I'll have the game for you on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. Ethan Kreintz with the ball now for Giltner. Gets away, comes down the near sideline to Drew Ott. Going for the hole, and a traveling violation is called. Ott got rid of the ball to Dustin Hastings, who took off before he got the ball down, and a traveling violation is called at Hastings. So after 14 appearances in the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament, Giltner is going to play for the state championship tomorrow. The Hornets losing last year in the first round, but they have gotten back here and they're going to have a chance to play for the state title tomorrow after so much success on the gridiron during the past couple of years. So here comes Wyandotte back the other way, forcing up a shot. It's going to be Weisler. It's going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Wyandotte. A foul inside, and we're down to 31.3 seconds to play. At last check in the other game going out to Bob Devaney Sports Center, it was halftime. Milford and Norfolk Catholic tied up at 21 points apiece. 50-40 here. Giltner with a 10-point lead. And going to the free throw line again will be Dustin Hastings. He's got 4 points in the basketball game, a field goal, and he's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He'll have a couple of shots here as Wyandotte is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. The first one rims off, no good. 31.3 seconds to play. And give credit to head coach Matt Drew. Boy, he has shuffled his lineup here, trying to keep the guys into the ball game as Giltner was in foul trouble most of the way here today. And so far, the Hornets have had only one guy foul out, and that was Trevor Poppin with 6 minutes to play. There's a shot from three by Weisler that's going to be no good. The battle for the loose ball is brought down here by Giltner. Drew Ott can't control it. It's picked up by Weisler. His shot no good. Wyandotte comes up with another rebound, goes back up. Their shot up and in. Falling down and scoring there was A.J. Weisler as he comes down with a loose ball there and scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, and now why not calls a timeout? And why not? We've got 11.2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Giltner 51, why not 42?
It's the March Tire Mania event at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $50 Visa prepaid card by mail through March 31st. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Locations include Hastings, Trumbull, Junietta, Kennesaw, Giltner, Sutton, Minden, Lawrence, and Red Cloud. The March Tire Mania event at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI. The Breeze, 94.5.
Our Boys State High School basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part this year by Seth Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, and by Kerr Chevrolet of Hastings, an American Revolution. Giltner is out on top here. We got 11.2 seconds to play. The Hornets leading the Blue Devils by a score of 51-42. A pass down the right side is going to be intercepted. That's Weisler with the ball. Takes it to the top of the three-point arc. Out to A.J. Weisler for three. Shot good. A.J. Weisler hits the three ball with 2 seconds to play. Giltner inbounds it to Dustin Hastings, and time expires. Giltner will play for the state championship tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center as they knock off Why Not here in the state semifinals this afternoon. The final score, Giltner 51 and Why Not 45. So Giltner will play for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Juanita Palisade. They are the number 3 seed. Juanita Palisade knocking off Sterling in the semifinals a bit earlier this afternoon by 4 points at 50-46. So Juanita Palisade against Giltner for the Class D2 state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We will have the game on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. We'll come back for the postgame show here on The Breeze right after this timeout.
Interstate Batteries Aurora and the Interstate All Battery Center Grand Island have the battery power you need for the big game. From getting there to capturing it with your camera to tuning in for coverage, you won't miss a play with Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Big business, small business, home-based business. No matter what your copier needs are, there's a sure copier to fill that need from Eakes Office Plus. Located in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings, and online at Eakes.com. Eakes Office Plus.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, the Giltner Hornets will play for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock as Giltner survives here this afternoon in the state semifinals over Why Not, winning by a score of 51-45. So Giltner improves to 24 wins and 2 losses on the season. Why Not drops their first game in 16 outings as Why Not drops one this afternoon, and they fall to 24 wins and 3 losses. They will play Sterling in the consolation game here in Class D2. Things did not start off good today for Giltner. They fell behind 6-0 in the ballgame. In fact, it took them until the 3:17 mark of the first quarter to at least get their first field goal to go down through the hole. Trail at that point 6-2. Giltner battled back. It was 10-7 at the end of the first quarter. Why not then build a 7-point lead in the second period at 16-9? Giltner comes back to pull within 2 points at 16-14. They tied things up at 16 points apiece late in the second quarter and then had a 2-point lead at halftime, 18-16. Still close throughout the third quarter of play. It was 34-31 entering the fourth and final quarter. Giltner had a 36-34 lead with about 7 minutes to play and then went on a 12-4 run over Wynot. Got out to a 10-point advantage at 48-38, and they win it here this afternoon by 6 points over Wynot by a score of 51-45. Listening to the postgame show here today from Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln, Class D2 semifinals in the books. Giltner wins it 51-45 over Wynot. We'll have more after this.
In a world of change, you need a car that adapts. With a VVT dual overhead cam 4-cylinder turbo, more passenger room than Honda, Toyota, or Ford, hands-free calling in 36 miles per gallon highway, change can be fun, especially past the gas pump. Introducing the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze, starting at $16,275. It's a cruise world. We're just living in it. Stop in the Kerr Chevrolet to test drive the all-new Chevy Cruze today, South Burlington in Hastings.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Congratulations to all of the area high school sports teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets the best of luck at the state tournament. You make your school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 family members strong, and we work to enhance and support all Giltner students in extracurricular activities. Good luck. Go Hornets.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, Giltner heading for the Class D2 state championship ball game tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Juanita Palisade. Scoring in the ball game for Giltner here today, Ethan Kreitz leads the way at 13 points in the basketball game. Kreitz knocked down a couple of three-pointers, had a two-point field goal, and he was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line of the ball game today. Lucas Richards, he knocked down 3 three-pointers. Had a two-point field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Richards had 12. Drew Ott for the second straight day held well below his average. He had 10 points. Drew Ott was in the foul trouble most of the way, but hung in there in the fourth quarter with 4 personal fouls. Ott had 5 field goals, and he was 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Kreitz had 13. Richards had 12 points. Drew Ott had 10. Trevor Poppin, he had 7 points all in the first half. He fouled out with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play. In the basketball game, Dustin Hastings had 5 points on a field goal, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line, and Ryan Clyer came off of the bench, gave head coach Matt Drew some quality minutes, scored 4 points in the ball game, grabbed a couple of boards, and Clyer finishes with 4 points in the second half here for the Giltner Hornets. Giltner 12 out of 20 from the free throw line here this afternoon, unofficially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. Wynot was led by Chad Beckman. He comes up with 12 points in the ball game, 10 of those in the second half of play. He was the only man in double figures today for the Blue Devils. Austin Weisler had 9 points. Davis Weisler had 7. Devin Weisler had 6 points. Nathan Weisler had 5. Then 3 points for Michael Weisler. 3 points for Cody Stompert in the ball game. Wynot was 13 out of 19 from the free throw line, unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. Again, Giltner wins it over Wynot by a score of 51-45. We'll take one more break. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
At Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, we have always taken pride in serving the community and supporting area athletics. And we're celebrating 50 years of a winning tradition of commitment to bringing you service and hometown values. Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora. Go Hornets!
Choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned vehicles at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. When you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora, the first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Bambi Carpet and Donovan is the area's only Mohawk floorscape store. It means you can shop the most complete selection of quality Mohawk products available. Available only at Bambi Carpet and Donovan, where our service is the difference.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, Giltner wins it here this afternoon at the Pershing Center, 51-45 over Wynot. Checking some of the other action in Class A. Again, it was Omaha Bryan over Omaha Creighton Prep, 58-57. Bryan plays Omaha Central for the state championship tomorrow at 1 o'clock as Omaha Central knocked off Norfolk today by a score of 70-49. Class B semifinal is going to take place tonight at the Sports Center, South Sioux City against Pius at 7, Gretna against Norris at 8:45. In Class C1, Minden today upset top seed Grand Island Central Catholic 70-66 in overtime. Minden plays for the championship tomorrow afternoon, actually tomorrow night at 8:30 against either Norfolk Catholic or Milford. At last check, Norfolk Catholic was leading Milford after three quarters, 44-35. The consolation game will feature Grand Island Central Catholic and the loser of that ball game. That's a game we'll have right here on the Breeze. 10 o'clock starting time tomorrow from Lincoln North Star, 9:50 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. So the folks up in Grand Island will have the game tomorrow, the consolation game at 9:50 tomorrow here on the Breeze. Class C2 Lincoln Christian will play Archbishop Bergen for the title tomorrow morning at 11. Christian knocking off Ravenna today 60-46. Archbishop Bergen beating North Platte St. Pat's 46-36. Class D1 will go tonight here in the semis of Pershing. West Point Central Catholic will play Bruning Davenport Shickley at 7, followed by Howells against Pawnee City at 8:45. And in Class D2, Juanita Palisade winners over Sterling today 50-46. Giltner has just defeated Wynot in this ball game on a score of 51-45. So Wynot will drop to the loser's bracket ball game. They'll play Sterling at noon tomorrow at Lincoln North Star. Giltner plays for this championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So the folks in Giltner, remember your game tomorrow will be on ESPN 1550 KICS and also ESPN 1460 KXPN. That'll be the first game of six tomorrow as we broadcast all six state championship games for you tomorrow on ESPN Radio. So Giltner is into the state championship game. After 14 appearances in the state high school basketball tournament, they will play for their first state title tomorrow as they will play at 9 o'clock in the morning against Juanita Palisade. And again, we'll have the game for you on ESPN 1550 KICS. Giltner wins it here this afternoon. Final score of 51-45. That'll wrap things up for us from Lincoln today. From my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
The following Boys State High School basketball tournament game was brought to you by the Boosters at Tournament Time and is a production of Platte River Radio Sports.